bless you this day, for you are God, you are not a man. Thank you for your mercy. Thank you for your grace. Oh Lord, we honor you. We bless your name. Father, we worship you. You are good. You are kind. You are a great God. For your mercy, for your love, for compassion, oh Lord, we exalt you. We bow before you, oh Lord. We exalt you. We honor you. We reference your name, oh Lord. We declare that you are God and you are God alone. We worship you, Lord. Thank you, Jesus. It is not of him that wills, not of him that knows how to run, but it is by your mercy. It is by your grace. It is not by any strength of any man. Lord, it is all about you. We return all glory unto you. Father, we lay our crown and we say thank you, Lord. Thank you, Jesus. We worship you. Hallelujah. And Father, we ask, Lord, that your grace will be upon us. Your goodness will be our portion this day in the name of Jesus. Thank you, Father. In Jesus' mighty name, we have prayed. Amen. Praise God. Today is Sunday, the 26th of July 2026. I want you to bless the name of the Lord for his mercy, for his love, for his grace upon you. And I want you to stand upon the word of the Lord and speak concerning your day. I want you to declare that I have set the Lord always before me. Because the Lord is with me, I will not be moved, in the name of Jesus. Oh, I declare by the word of the Lord go before me into this day and make every crooked place straight, in the name of Jesus. I lift up the banner of the Lord concerning my day. I declare that the word of the Lord becomes a command that guides my day, in the name of Jesus. I declare today that the favor of the Lord speak for me. The favor of the Lord is upon my life, in the name of Jesus. I stand upon the word of the Lord. I cast down every imagination that is exalting itself against the knowledge of the Lord over my life. I cast you down. Every thought of darkness, every evil thought that is emanating towards me or from me, I bring you under the subjection of the word of the Lord, in the name of Jesus. Today, I arise above the storm of life, in the name of Jesus. I stand on the word of the Lord. I declare that the lines of goodness, the lines of favor, the lines of God's blessing are falling unto me in pleasant places, in the name of Jesus. I am blessed of the Lord, in the name of Jesus. I declare today, I assess my provision for this day, in the name of Jesus. I stand on the word of the Lord. I reject sickness, I reject pain, I reject infirmity in my body, over my family, in the name of Jesus. I command everything that the Lord has not planted into this day, I uproot you, in the name of Jesus. I speak to you this day, all that is in you, walk together for my blessing. All that is in you, walk together in my favor, in the name of Jesus. Today, I receive fresh unction from the presence of the Lord. I receive fresh anointing from the presence of the Lord. I release the fire of Holy Ghost into this day. The scripture says, the fire go before the Lord and consume his enemy. I release the fire of the Lord into this day. Anyone that is standing as an obstruction along my way today, oh, I declare the fire of Holy Ghost upon them, in the name of Jesus. Every obstacle, in the name of Jesus, you are removed, in the name of Jesus. I reject every evil that is planted into this day, in the name of Jesus. I condemn every tongue that speaks evil over my day, in the name of Jesus. This day, you are a possession of the Lord for me. I possess this day. I walk in the finished work of Christ, for I am seated with the Lord Jesus in the heavenly places, in the name of Jesus. Today, I arise above the trap of the enemy, in the name of Jesus. I embrace the light of God, for the light shines in darkness and darkness cannot comprehend it. I am not trapped in the darkness of the day, for the light of God shines upon me, in the name of Jesus. Today, I receive miracles. Today, I become a point of signs and wonder for favor, for the mercy of the Lord, in the name of Jesus. Oh, I walk in favor, in the name of Jesus. I walk in a favor that cannot be explained. I walk under the tenor, the regime of a mercy that cannot be explained by any man, in the name of Jesus. I speak divine solution over every impossibility that surrounds me, in the name of Jesus. I walk in the reality of the prophecy upon me. I walk in the reality of the promises of God upon me. I enforce the establishment of the word of the Lord upon me in the name of Jesus. I declare today, my preservation is confirmed by the blood of Jesus. Thank you, Father. In Jesus' mighty name, we have prayed. Amen. Praise God. Today is Sunday. We are going to bless the name of the Lord for His mercy, for His goodness, and for His wonderful works. Our God is a great God. Today is Sunday. We are going to bless His name. He is worthy to be praised and adored. Our God is a good God. Irrespective of what any man, anyone can think, the Lord is good. You are going to bless the name of the Lord for the life that He has given unto you. Not just an ordinary life, but the Zoe life, a supernatural life, the life of Christ. For the life that you live is not yours anymore, but the life that Christ Jesus has given unto you. The life that He has given unto you because He died on the cross of Calvary to redeem your soul, to redeem you from the powers of hell. See, there is nothing that is as important as the peace that you find in the Lord Jesus. I am not talking about monetary gain. They are not the subject title of the gains of the kingdom. Of course, there are things that will be added unto you. I am talking about peace that passes all understanding. That your way will please the Lord so much that He will even make you to dwell with your enemies in peace. Amen. It doesn't mean that they will not raise up their hand. They will raise up their hand. But the scripture says when the enemy lift up their head like a storm, He said the Spirit of the Lord will raise standard against them. They will live in peace. You will live in peace with them because all that they have tried, the hand of the Lord is upon your life. They have tried, but they could not overcome. And as much as they have tried, your life remains in peace. They have tried to raise up storm. They have tried to raise up so many things, but everything that surrounds you, the word of the Lord has become a command around your life, that peace be still. The word of the Lord has become a command, a guide around your life. Even though sometimes the enemy brings up a picture of how great the wave is and how great the storm is, but listen to me, the Lord Jesus Christ is in the boat with you, for you are seated with the Lord Jesus in the heavenly places. That storm cannot get to you. It will not overtake you. It will not overcome you. So we are going to bless God for His mercy and for His kindness. I want you to read from the book of Psalm 134. It has just 3 verses. Behold, bless the Lord, all you servants of the Lord, who by night stand in the house of the Lord. Lift up your hands in the sanctuary and bless the Lord. The Lord, who made heaven and earth, bless you from Zion. Blessing proceed out of the presence of the Lord when we lift up His name. Thanksgiving open doors for multiplication. It open doors for more blessings from the presence of the Lord. Because when you thank Him, you are telling God that this that He has done is not because you are worthy. This that you have done for me, not because I am worthy of it, but that it is done by your love for me and by your mercy over me. Not because I am worthy, not by my work, not by my righteousness, but by the finished works of the Lord Jesus Christ on the cross of Calvary. That is what you are showing the Lord when you are giving thanks unto Him. And the scripture says, behold, bless the Lord, all you servants of the Lord, who by night stand in the house of the Lord. Lift up your hands in the sanctuary and bless the Lord. Lift up your hands unto the Lord. Magnify the Lord, for He is God that stands by His word. He is God that stands by His word. He is not a man. It's only a man that will speak and repent, not even repent, and deny that he has spoken something concerning you. It's only a man that make promises and will never make good on their promises. But of our God that is already at work even before you lay out your request. He is a God that is at work in your life even before you hear Him speak. He's already working. He will never deny His word concerning you. The promises, the covenants, prophecy that has been said concerning you. Listen, take hold of this word with thanksgiving. He said none of the word that proceed out of His mouth will return to Him void. Why don't you stand on the reality of this word and give glory to Him? tell the Lord, you have said this concerning me. Thank you, God, because you can never go back on your word. And there is nothing that can stand against your word. Magnify the Lord, for he is God that stands by his word. Thank him because his word that he has spoken concerning you becomes a command over your destiny, becomes a command over your life. Give thanks unto the Lord. Thank God for his unmerited favor upon you and your household, unmerited grace and mercy. You know, I said something during our last meeting in this month of July. I think that will be last week, Sunday. I said something. I said one of the nature of God that cannot be denied that we all need is the mercy of God. Because the mercy of God upon you means that God does not consider anything. He jumps every other protocol and decides to favor you because of his mercy upon your life. Because once the Lord shows you mercy, he can tip the scale of human judgment even to favor you. Thank him for his favor. It is not what you have merited. It is purely by the mercy of God. The enemy's plan over your life is to allow the proud waters to overshadow us, to overshadow me. But for his loving kindness and mercy, the scripture says, he said, the Lord is my light and my salvation. Whom shall I fear? The Lord is the strength of my life. Of whom shall I be afraid? Verse 2 of that Psalm 27. He said, when the wicked came against me to eat up my flesh, my enemies and my foes, they stumble and they fell. Their coming was to disturb my life, to bring up proud waters to overcome me. But when they came, the Spirit of the Lord raised standard against them. But for the loving kindness of the Lord, he did not allow them to overcome me. Because by his mercy upon me, they stumble and they fall. My Lord, my God, my defender, my Savior, my deliverer, my rock, my anchor, my salvation, my all in all, my peace, my joy. I want you to call the Lord's sweet name. He's your lover, the Savior of your life. I don't know how much you have loved any other person else, but God loves you more. So much that we were yet a sinner, Christ died for us. He loves us so much. He's our Savior, our defender, our salvation, our deliverer, our rock, our anchor, our all in all. He will not allow the storms of the wicked to overcome your life as far as you give your life to him and you walk in the finished work of Christ. You walk in his instruction. He will never shut you up into the hands of the wicked because he is God and he is merciful. So give glory to his name. The light of his merciful countenance is lifted upon me. Therefore, I rejoice and I have great favor with my Lord. Hallelujah. Bless the name of the Lord for his mercy, dearly beloved. He is worthy to be praised. I put the blessings of the Lord upon you as you go to his presence today. The Lord bless you. The Lord keep you. The Lord show kindness unto you. The Lord be gracious unto you. The Lord be merciful unto you. The Lord lift up his countenance upon you and give you peace all around in Jesus' name. Amen. Remember that the coming of the Lord Jesus is close by. Prepare yourself for his coming. The Lord bless you. Enjoy yourself in the presence of the Lord.